It's always very special to meet Talmidim from the yeshiva. It's a tremendous chizuk for us who are in the yeshiva. When we see the peiros of the yeshiva, it's a tremendous, just the mara itself, the maimed itself is a mishunah de kikiddush Hashem, to see a group, such a large group of Bnei Torah, Talmidim of the yeshiva. It's a tremendous chizuk. The Prima Godin in his Sefer Tevas Gaimer in this week's Parsha speaks about the Pasik, the Hadaga. What does the word Daga mean? So the Gemara speaks about what the word Daga means. The Daga mean big fish, small fish. So the Gemara makes the point that in the way the Torah speaks, the word Daga could have one meaning, and the way people speak could be a different meaning. So the Gemara Nedarim is telling us that in Hilchos Nedarim goes Lashem and Adam, the way they use words. And therefore, Lav Dafka, the way the word is used in the Chumash, is the way people use it. So the Prima Gadim uses that as a springboard in this week's Parsha to speak about what does the word Achila mean in the Chumash? And what does the word Achila mean when people use it? Does the word achila in the Chumash mean eating any amount? Or does the word achila mean eating a kazayas? So the Prima Gadim there discusses that we have a machlekes when a person makes a shvuah not to eat something. The Rishonim discuss, does it include eating any amount or specifically eating a kazayas? So within that discussion, the Prima Gadim points out they're having a disagreement whether the understanding of the word achila in the Chumash means kazayas or any amount. And then they discuss whether or not people use the word achila the way the Chumash uses it, or they use the word achila the way people use it. So B'toich HaDvarim, the Prima Gadim says that there's another machlekes Rishonim, which he thinks really is connected to this shaila. There's the question, the way he brings it is, that the Mishlei Melech writes, we know that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah. Is our understanding that the word Achil in the Chumash means Kazayas, but we have a drasha telling us that despite the fact that less than the Kazayas is not called Achila, it's Asar anyway? Or is it that the word Achila in the Chumash really means any amount, and we have a Halacha L'Moshe Messina, which teaches us that there's no einish unless you have a certain amount, you have a kazayas, but the word achila remains a mashmois of any amount. That's how the Mishlei Melech brings as a machlekes the Ran and the Mizrahi in what the word achila in the Chumash means. Essentially, the question is the din of Chatzishir Asa Min HaTorah teach us a different understanding of the word achila, or it's just telling us a shir that's outside the mashmois of the pasuk? According to Reish Lakish, for example, who says that Chatzi Shir is mutter min HaTorah, it would seem that the word achil in the Chumash means a kazayas. That's the way the Mishlei Melech presents it. So the Prima Gadim writes, we find a machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos. What is the shir for a ben noyach to be chayiv on eating, for example, Eiver min HaChai? The Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim that a Bnei Noach is chayiv for any amount because shiurim were not said for a Bnei Noach. And therefore, if he eats any amount of Eiver min HaChai, he's going to be chayiv. But Tosfos in Chulin and Daf Lamed Gimel, there Tosfos is discussing a klal in the Gemara that you don't find things that are aser for a goy and mutter for a yid. So B'toich HaDvarim, Tosfos comes up with a case where a goy is eating Eiver min HaChai, and the halacha is by Eiver min HaChai, you can be metzarif, the basar, the gidon, the atzomais, to be chayiv. So Tosfos, in presenting his kasha, says, I'll give you a case where a goy is going to be chayiv, where he has an iser of Eiver min HaChai from the behemoth tmeya. And Tosfos presents it as, I'll give you a case where he has a kazayas, basar, gidon, v'atzomais, and for the yid, who doesn't have that iser, he's not going to have the chiyuv because for him it's not a kazayas. So the Prima Gaon points out that Tosfos says that by a ben noach you need a kazayas, and the Rambam says clearly that you don't need a kazayas. So the Prima Gaon says to him it seems that they're having a disagreement. What does the word achila mean? Because if a ben noach is going to be chayiv unless in a kazayas, there's no halacha l'moshe misinai that a ben noach is chayiv unless. It must be that the Rambam understands the word achila by itself, without a halacha l'moshe misinai, means any amount. And Tosfos seems to feel that the word achila means kazayas, and therefore the word achila has now been defined by the halacha l'moshe misinai. That's what the Prima Gaon writes. He writes this in Sefer Tevas Gaima, and he writes this in Shulchan Aruch. The Prima Gaon also brings this Tosfos, that Tosfos holds as a sheer kazayas by b'nei noach. So what's interesting to me is that the question is the discussion here specifically about the word achila, or is it a broader shaila bichlal if there are shiurim by b'nei noach? So there is a Rambam that says in Hilchos Malachim, when he speaks about the averus that a b'nei noach is muzer on, so he writes, he writes the Yisuri Erva of Ben Noach. This is in Perek Tes of Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Hey. He writes that a Ben Noach has the Yisuri Erva of Arayas, V'chayev ala Zohar, he is an Isser of Mishkav Zohar, Bein Kotten, Bein Godoil, V'ala Behema, Bein Katana, Bein Gedoil. So he writes this Lashon, that he has an Isser of Mishkav Zohar, Bein Kotten, Bein Godoil, and by behema, whether the behema is a ketana or a gedola. So on this Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah writes, Kleimar, Kotten mi ben yud gimel, Godel ben yud gimel. Oy, she'af al pisha behema dina shol v'chol Yisrael, there's an afkamina that maybe he's saying, afil apachos mi ben teisha chayiv. So he's mesupik, the Kesef Mishnah, how to understand this Rambam, he writes, so the Kesef Mishnah says on this Rambam that he's mesupik if the Rambam is saying that he's chayiv when he's below 9 or he's chayiv when he's below 13, but he doesn't understand where it comes from. Now this Kesef Mishnah is saying clearly that the sheer godless of a ben noach is 13, just like it is with Yidden. The Mekeves HaMishnah and Minchas Chinuch write on that Kesef Mishnah that the Pshat in the Rambam is that since the Rambam says Shiurim were not said for B'nai Noach, it's not only that Shiurim were not said for B'nai Noach when it comes to Achila, Shiurim Bechlal were not said for B'nai Noach when it comes to any halachas which have Shiurim. So just like we have a halacha L'moshe Misinai, that godless of an Adam is 12 and 13. B'nei Noach don't have the halacha l'moshe misinai. Therefore, as soon as they have any level of understanding, they're going to be chayiv. That's what the Merkevas HaMishnah and Minchas Chinuch write on that Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah is clear, he does not agree with that. Kesef Mishnah is saying that the sheer godless of a ben Noach is also going to be 13. There is a mashmais in a Tosfos that he holds like the Kesef Mishnah says. Tosfos in Sanhedrin has a kasha in the beginning of Ben Sayra Meira that the Gemara says the parsha of Gezel Hager, where the Torah says you can sometimes have a situation where the Nigzel has no Yorshim, and the way the Pasuk is Mashma, you don't have to even go searching for Yorshim. Zok the Gemara, how do you know 100% that the person doesn't have Yorshim? The Gemara says the only way you can know 100% a person doesn't have Yarshim is if the person was a Ger Kotten, and a Kotten can't have children, so a Ger has no relatives except for his children. So if it's a Ger Kotten who died, so it's impossible for him to have any Yarshim. That's the Gemara's Ukimta, what the Chumash is speaking about. Tosfos has a Kasha, how does this Ger Kotten have any money? The pasuk is speaking about that somebody stole from this ger cotton and then was nishba l'sheker, and then the nigzel died, and the Torah says what to do with it. For Tosfos, if he's a cotton, so how did he acquire anything? So Tosfos looks for tziyurim. He yashened his father. Yes, chidushim. Now, if I say that this ger cotton is obviously under 13, because that's the age the Gemara is speaking about having children. But he already had the status of a gadol before he was megayer, because as a ben noyach, he's already considered a gadol. So it should not be so difficult for him to have possessions without his father dying. He made a maaseh kinyan. He has the status of a gadol as a ben noyach. And then he was megayer, and he's a ger cotton. So it's very simple that he has money. So it's mashma from Tosfos that he also assumes that the sheer godless of a ben noyach is the same sheer godless as Yisrael. Now the Kesef Mishnah is saying the same thing in the Rambam. The only difference is that Tosfos is the one who said in Chulin that when it comes to achila, there's also a sheer of kazayas. So this is the question that I'm thinking about. Is this a broad issue of whether there's shiurim bechlal by bnei noyach, or is it specific to achila? The Prima Gadim, who I think would be pshat in the Kesef Mishnah, must understand that the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam is specifically about achila. Does achila in the Chumash mean kezayis, or does achila in the Chumash mean kol shehu? But when it comes to other shiurim about a person, is a person a gadol at 13 and 12? Is a person roi labi at 9 and 3? Those shiurim, the Kesef Mishnah is assuming even a ben noyach has. That seems to be the hanacha of the Kesef Mishnah. Therefore, even though the Rambam says beferish in Hilchos Melachim, shiurim leinamru libnei noyach, that's specifically on achila. And therefore the Prima Gadim says, you see from the Rambam that achila in the Chumash means kol shehu, and the halacha l'mosh m'sinai specifically about achila wasn't said. That's a kula by Bnei Yisrael. But other shiurim that define godless, the Prima Gadim is assuming, which I think is what the Kesef Mishnah is assuming, that applies to Bnei Noach also. Otherwise, I would have said that if you understand like the Merkavas HaMishnah and the Minchas Chinuch, they would say in the Rambam that the Rambam consistently says there are no shiurim by Bnei Noach, whether it's achila, whether it's godless, there are no dinim of halacha l'moshe m'sinai affecting bnei noyach. Tosfos and Sanhedrin is l'shitasai from Tosfos and Chulin, that there are shiurim by bnei noyach also. Therefore, Tosfos says, when it comes to achila, there's kezayas. When it comes to godless, it'll be yud gimel shanim. So I would have put all the sugyas together, but it's clear to me from the Kesef Mishnah, I think, as a mesayeya to the Prima Gadim, that the Kesef Mishnah, you see, clearly holds there's a difference between the shiurim, which have to do with people, godless, or being roi labia, and shiurim specifically about dine achila, that the machlekes, the way the Kesef Mishnah understands, and the Prima Gadim, is specifically about achila, whether or not the shiurim that are said to us were said to bnei noyach, but all of the shiurim are negeya, both Bnei Noach and Yisrael. That to me comes out as this machlokes. The Minchas Chinuch himself asks on himself that when the Rambam says this halacha, he wonders, why does the Rambam only say it by Mishkav Zohar? Why doesn't he say it bechlal by all Arayas? As Minchas Chinuch writes that if I'm right, which he holds that he is, but if I'm right in the Rambam that the shiurim were not said bechlal by Bnei Noach, then it should really affect all arayas. The Minchas Chinuch actually writes this, that he holds that by Bnei Noach, a Ben Noach would be chayiv if he's less than 9. If you'd have a bas by Bnei Noach, if she's a girl and she has a din of an erva, you'd be chayiv in less than 3. The Minchas Chinuch says it beferish. So the Minchas Chinuch actually asked this as a kasha on himself. There is an interesting Gemara in Maseches Nida, where the Gemara brings that Antoninus' granddaughter asked Rebbe a shaila. She asked, Bas Kama Nisis. At what age can a woman get married? How young can a girl be when she gets married? That this is a Goyesha, this is Antoninus, the Rishonim bring was eventually Megayer, but his children were Goyim. She asked Rebbe, what's the youngest age to get married? Doesn't sound like it was just a Shidduch question. She was asking, it sounds like, what's the youngest age that a woman is roy to be married? And he said to her, Bas Gimel, that's the youngest age. She asked, what's the youngest you could have a child? So he said, the whole sugya, Yud Bas Yud Beis. And she said, I got married at 6, and I had a child. And the Gemara speaks about whether or not Bisar Chamayr Bisarim, or Asher Piyam Dibershav, whether you believe her. But she said, Aloshin Chaval, I could have gotten married 3 years earlier. Now the pshutay of the sugya is, what was her shayla Bas Kamanisis? So it's mashia from the context of the sugya. Bas Kamanisis means, when is she shayach to a real Nesu'in Gemurim? Nesu'in Gemurim is only shayach by Bas Gimel. Now on the surface, that Gemara seems to be saying that the way we understand what happens by Bas Gimel, which is a Mishnah in Nida, is Nageya by Goyim as much as by Yidden. But the way the Michas Chinuch would understand it is that in the Metzias, of course the Metzias is the same by Goyim and by Yidden. The Nafkamina only is whether the Halacha recognizes this as a Maisa or not. If it's B'nai Noyach, the Michas Chinuch holds the Torah will recognize it as a Maisa even though she's less than Bas Gimel. And by Yidden, the Torah has a different standard. So the Gemara itself is not a Raya one way or the other. The Rishonim who hold the Shiurim applied to B'nai Noyach understand that all these Inyonim of Godlus, which are Shayach to human beings, are Shava to Yidden and Goyim. And the Merkavos HaMishnah, Michas Chinuch understand that in Halacha, as much as the Metzias is the same, the Halacha recognizes a different standard for Yidden and Goyim. Thank you again for coming. A good enough.